walking in with a beautiful hat.
Here she comes now. The beautiful Cher Lloyd.
Making Cher Lloyd,
everyone.
Cher
Lloyd.
Look at her with the blue hair. Hello.
Hello. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, love. I love your work's accent. It's great.
Do you remember us at all?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes.
I remember being here.
How long ago were you here?
Oh, it's a while back.
It's been
about
a year, hasn't
it?
Yeah.
About a year, but you look completely different now. You had short hair and a t-shirt and jeans on.
Yeah.
Still all the tattoos, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Cher Lloyd, you guys.
Okay.
Give it up.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
And what is she wearing, Jenna?
Well, no, like I was saying, she had skinny jeans and a cool rock tee last time, and now she's gone all feminine on us.
What's she wearing? Yeah. Describe her.
Well, yep. She has on a really cute striped mini dress. Kind of looks like it's from Topshop. And she has combat boots on and knee-high socks and a studded belt.
And man, your hair
and
grows
blue
fast.
Hair.
Oh, I know. It's brilliant. I'm not going to let anyone know my secret.
You had about an inch of it last time you were here. And then when I saw your music video, I didn't recognize you because you've got those luscious locks now. You change your look so much.
Yeah, I think I just get so bored with myself.
Mm. How did you choose incandescent blue for the hair?
Well, I was going through a crazy part in my life, which happens quite regularly.
Does it?
Yeah. I've got a crazy job, so it sort of comes with it.
The bad thing about the blue hair is if you ride in my car and you shed a little bit, then I'm going to have a hard time explaining
blue hair.
She's not
a dog.
Hair.
No. Oh, yeah. Girlfriend.
But I'm just saying, another girl was like, who's been in here? You know, you can play it off if it's brown hair.
Not my
you know,
hair.
That's your hair, baby. Yeah. It's been in. But blue hair, I mean, that's obviously someone different. Please speak on that.
That wasn't really a question.
Is that a question or a comment?
Yeah, on that note, I'd like to say that I will possibly never be in your car.
And by possibly, she means never for real.
Oh. Virtual high five.
Oh.
Right on. How's Sophie? How's Josh? How's Rosie?
Yeah, they're really good. I think so. Anyway, my littlest sister, Rosie.
Mm-hmm. That was my mother's name.
She's having a bit of trouble at school.
She is. What's going on?
What'd she do?
I think she's a bit like me.
Uh-oh.
Always getting herself into trouble.
What's the latest?
Oh, I think she's going to find a new school.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
They kicked her out?
And why the requirement for that? What'd she do?
I'm not quite sure. I don't get into it with her.
Yeah.
But I do the whole big sister thing where it's like, if you don't get qualifications, you're going to end up with no job.
Right.
And the economy's not too good.
Right.
So it's hard to get jobs anyway.
Well, she probably just says, I'll just do what you do and I'll be a singer.
That's exactly,
they think it's that easy, right?
That's exactly what she... she's thinking about doing. Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work out, I'll live off my pop star sister.
I shut that one down. Doesn't
Did
work ya? Like that. I had to work for what I got.
You grew up so poor. Like here in the U.S., we call it housing projects. I think you call them council houses, right?
Yeah.
And so you were in public housing. They called you a gippo. I don't know what that means. Gippo?
Like
gippo?
Not worthy of gypsy status?
What's a gippo? Is that a gypsy?
Well, I basically, my family originates from Romani gypsies. So I am a gypsy.
Can you shrink my head, gypsy?
don't shrink me, gypsy.
So were you selling like roses on the street and stealing money?
I can't really say yes to that, can I? Yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes out there. One of them is selling pegs.
I can confirm
I did not sell pegs.
For the
pegs? What's a peg?
What are
pegs? Washing pegs. You know, if you've got a washing line.
Yeah.
Clothespins.
Yeah. That's what you sold?
I feel like an alien. I don't know what I'm selling pegs.
Because I sold chiclets.
Pegs.
Yeah.
Do you have you ever handed a baby to someone while they're getting on the subway so that you could steal their wallet out of their pocket?
No.
Okay. That was just me then. Okay. So when you went on to the X Factor, that had to be like, oh my God, this is my ticket out.
Oh, definitely. Because the thing is I had a bad time at college. I think it went all wrong on the first day, and I unfortunately got kicked out.
On the first day?
Yeah.
What did you do on the first day to get kicked out?
Well, it's actually not a very nice story. I think I signed up for like a dance class.
Yeah.
And they found out that I didn't get to a certain grade in ballet. And everyone else in my class did. And I just felt so left out.
I'm sorry.
And the teacher was making me feel like a nobody.
Yeah. So how did you react to that? Not well. You got kicked out.
I may have picked up a chair.
Oh, you threw a chair at the teacher. That's cool.
Yeah. It's not cool. It's not cool. But luckily for me, you know, my life just changed. It took a different path.
Right.
Which was
that.
Quite good because I actually tried to get a job straight after I got kicked out of college, and I just couldn't get a job. And yeah,
could have been your attitude, huh?
Yeah, possibly my attitude. Yeah,
you're a handful.
I am a handful. Yeah. What can I do?
You're a little troublemaker.
You're probably throwing chairs at the guys interviewing you, and that doesn't work well.
So you couldn't get a job, so you decided to audition for X Factor.
Yeah, it came on the telly, and I rang it up, and I was sort of like, well, I might as well do it. So I did.
What do you mean it came on the telly and you rang her up? What does that mean?
Well, it came on a commercial.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you called the number.
I called the number.
All right. Just translating.
Got my application through. Okay. And I sent it off, and I went for the audition, and the line was so big, I said to my mum, I've had enough. It's boiling hot. I just want to go home.
Did you throw a chair at anyone?
I didn't.
Okay.
Sell a couple of pigs.
So we're in progress then.
Yeah, but you thank said, God you stayed in line.
You said, let's get out of here, and she said what?
She said, no, we haven't come this far to give up.
Good for you. Good for her.
Yeah, right.
And so how much longer did you have to wait?
Oh, it was a good few hours in the boiling hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you auditioned, it obviously wasn't for the judges on The X Factor at that moment, right? Didn't you audition for somebody else first?
Yeah.
Like one of the pre-screeners.
Yeah. Oh, it's a pain.
It's a beating, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really know who they are. And it's it like could be anyone.
It's like an intern that's not getting paid and probably doesn't know anything about music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you sing? Because you're known for doing a lot of covers and stuff. What did you sing?
For the audition. I don't think I've ever revealed this.
No kidding.
Oh, breaking news.
Please tell us.
In your face, Perez Hilton.
I actually sang Alicia Keys' Superwoman.
Wow, really?
Yeah, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, it's
That's
very
cool.
different.
Yeah. You'd probably love to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a bigger scoop than that, but I guess that'll work.
Hello. It's been like a couple of years now, and I haven't revealed that.
It worked.
And then when you auditioned for the actual judges, the celebrity judges, what did you sing there?
I sang Carrie Hilson, Turn My Swag On.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really big.
You know who else you love? Of course you do. You're you. You know who you love. But you love Lil Wayne.
I met him.
Oh, yeah, she
yeah,
did.
I did, yeah. And
he worked on the record.
No, he didn't.
Like I said, he didn't work on the record.
He didn't, really did not.
But you said it was the best day of your life.
Yeah, at the time, I had just come off the show, and no one in America even ever heard my name.
Right.
So I met him, and he was just like... whatever, it's just a crazed fan.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't even know whether he'd remember me or not.
Simon Cowell, is he still on that list of most favored status?
He's a good man.
Yeah, you guys have disagreed a little bit in the past on the path that you should take.
Yeah, I think it's all a bit playful, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because he can be kind of a hard ass.
Oh, not with me.
Good.
Yeah.
You own him.
Yeah.
You tell him what's up.
Because they do try to shape your image for you, right?
I think the main thing about being on a TV show is you can find it very hard to have control over how the public perceive you.
Right.
And I think it all boils down to the song choices and the clothing. I mean, I had numerous arguments with stylists because they'd put me in these outfits and I'd be like, this is not me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what is happening. My hair was huge. My makeup was,
like an 80s glamour shot.
It was kind of crazy, you know, and I came from this rough-looking girl with ripped jeans. I didn't care.
That's who you are.
That's who I am.
Yeah, it's who you are today.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's still in you.
Yeah, it is definitely still in me. And I just struggled with being, put in a makeup chair and being fiddled around with. I just thought it was weird.
It's weird when someone decides decides who you are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Based on, like, who else is on the show. Like, we're going to make you the cute, sassy one, and then, that's not who I am.
Yeah,
doesn't
exactly.
matter, does it?
And I think that's the reason why I change my image all the time now.
Yeah.
Because I know I can. And it's all about being me. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
Big Al had the same dilemma right before he went transgender, remember?
No, they still
recognize me as a black man.
No.
Even though they know me as a young white girl.
I was Big Alicia.
We would love to hear a song from you.
And this is With Your Love.
All right. The great Cher Lloyd is in the studio with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Da-da-da-dum-dum. 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 Baby, gave you the best cause you work me out. I keep building walls up, but you tear them down when I'm fighting. I don't wanna like it, but you know I like it, but you know I like it. Used to always think I was bulletproof, but you got an AK and you're blowing through. Explosive, you don't even know it. I want you to know it, I want you to know it. All of them other boys can walk away. You got this swag, you got this attitude. Wanna hear you say my name. Cause you got me flying with your love, shining with your love, riding with your love. I feel like I'm on top of the world with your love. One here with your love. I'm on top of the world with your love. Everybody wants what I got with you, cause I'm standing on top with a killer view. Inspired, feeling like a million. I'm one in a million, I'm one in a million. I ain't even here, I'm in outer space. Like I'm Venus or Mars in the Milky Way. It's crazy what you're doing to me. How you do it to me, how you do it to me. All of them other boys can walk away. They ain't even in the game. You got this swag, you got this attitude. Wanna hear you say my name. Cause you got me flying with your love, shining with your love, riding with your love. I feel like I'm on top of the world with your love. One here with your love. Can't quit with your love. So sick but so good. I feel like I'm on top of the world with your love. Da 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 dum dum da dum dum.
Love that beginning part. Mm-hmm. Did you experiment with different ones? Like different ones? Like, ah, that, that. It's almost a Lil Wayne kind of thing at the beginning there.
Yeah, kind of. I think it's because it's so early in the morning, to be honest.
Cher Lloyd, you guys, give it up.
Thank you very much.